Track 3. Fast Hounds Who Love the Slow Life. Greyhound racing may be in long-term decline, but there are still thousands of racing dogs out there. And when they become ex-racers or fail to make the grade, they need homes. They make great pets. Despite their size and spectacular speed, they are gentle giants who are happiest loafing on a sofa and having a short walk or two on the lead. Here we take a look at five Norfolk owners who have given hounds their forever homes, thanks to two of the county's greyhound rehoming charities.
Emma Gooch with Liz and Tiger at Long Stratton. After being the proud owner of dogs as diverse as a Husky and a Rhodesian Ridgeback, Emma happened upon the Norfolk Greyhound Rescue Site after finding herself bereft after the loss of Jasper last year. She originally began by adopting Albie and immediately found the breed to be affectionate and loyal and was soon fostering Liz. Sadly, big, soft, gentleman giant Albie died unexpectedly, and Emma remembers when he ran around the garden, his body only just keeping up with his legs. Liz raced and also had a litter of puppies, says Emma, who works in the hospitality industry. One moment she is strong and independent, the next she's looking for an ear rub. A nervous tiger arrived recently, and Liz and her partner Ricky are thrilled to be able to take the hounds away in their camper van as they both love going out on an adventure. Fostering and adopting repays the care and affection tenfold, says Emma. Tiger has already come a long way with patience, love, and a tin of tuna.
Chaz and Madeline Hudson with Lucy at Overstrand. Retired lecturer Chaz and his singer wife Madeline initially had their attention drawn to greyhounds when they passed a tin rattle. They soon set about getting to know the breed. We adopted our second, an ex-Irish coursing greyhound called Lucy, from Norfolk Greyhound Rescue 2 years ago. I'd known Hayley for some time and knew how carefully she matches dogs with potential owners, says Chaz. Greyhounds are good-tempered, responsive dogs who only need two short walks a day and a cosy bed, he continues. A survey of 50 dog breeds by Southampton University concluded that they are the least aggressive of all. Chaz feels that their laid-back nature is more than just laziness, and Lucy's work with the charity Canine Concern and the Read to Pet scheme is testament to this. I prefer to call it quietly affectionate, he says. Being able to just lay there, happy to be stroked, is crucial when a nervous child, often on the autistic spectrum, can finally find a listener who won't make them feel anxious or judged.
Jill and Ivan Dawson with Biddy at Attleborough. It came as quite a surprise when my husband Ivan suddenly declared that we should have greyhounds, after his ears pricked up during Treasure Quest on Radio Norfolk, where the clue was greyhound home finders, says Jill. My main concern, however, were my cats Lucy and Coco, and the fact that a greyhound might see them as natural targets. Fortunately, their first greyhound, Miller, having had a long racing career, was looking for a peaceful, loving home, and although Jill had to be cautious, there were no real problems with his feline housemates. Stella and Ruby soon followed, and Jill describes how the different characters bonded. Miller, Stella and Ruby formed their own deep connections, she says. There is a powerful hidden psyche in dogs, which we often don't understand. Jill and Ivan now share their home with Biddy, a gentle girl from Norfolk Greyhound Rescue. Biddy was bred for hare coursing and is still learning how to play with toys and balls, says Jill. We don't have a cat now, but her lack of interest in them suggests that she might be a greyhound with an inbuilt tolerance.
Robbie and Jessica Scrivener with Archie and Blue at Eastmoor. Homing greyhounds is a godsend, says Robbie Scrivener from Eastmoor, South Norfolk. They give you plenty of laugh-out-loud moments if anybody's having a rough day. Robbie, who runs his own telecoms business, his partner Anne, daughter Jessica and son Blake originally adopted Blue from Dogs Trust and took on Chris as a companion for him from Yarmouth Greyhound Home Finders. He then suddenly passed away after a spirited run, though Robbie was touched by the support offered by Corinne and the team after this tragic event. Following this loss, Jessica's part-time job with a local trainer led to the family making room for Archie, who will be with them for life. When Blue put his head under my arm on our first meeting, it was an epiphany, says Robbie. The most important thing about these magical creatures is their pack mentality. It brings a different dimension to the concept of family.
Lois and Gary Prismal with Finn at Buxton. Prior to my greyhound adventure, I had a variety of dogs and breeds, says Lois. I have to say I fell in love with the affectionately known 40-mile-per-hour couch potato through Yarmouth Greyhound Home Finders, where I started volunteering as a walker and took the dogs out regularly. Eventually, one came home for a trial weekend, and that was that. Now on their third greyhound, Finn, Lois is very proud of the comfort and joy he brings to her father-in-law and his fellow residents in sheltered housing. One of the staff members immediately grabs Finn when we arrive and takes him round for his cuddles, Lois says. However, it is the endless catalogue of humorous antics which define him. He often prefers to lean against any available upright object rather than stand, says Lois. He has even been known to lay down in the road when he feels that he's walked far enough.